USA Radio News with Wendy King.
American citizens and Afghan allies are still being airlifted out of Afghanistan. The situation at the airport in Kabul is still on edge as people try to escape the war-torn country.
We want to get as many people out of Kabul as we can in as little amount of time as we can. There are no hostile interactions right now between American forces and the Taliban, and we want to keep it that way.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby, he says the top mission for the American military is maintaining security at the airport in Kabul. Billions of dollars of U.S. military hardware and supplies are now in the hands of the Taliban. The Pentagon says the U.S. military evacuated 2,000 people in the past 24 hours. At least 300 Americans were included in the evacuations. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
For the first time in nearly 6 weeks, state officials said there were enough lawmakers present in the Texas House for the chamber to conduct business, opening the door for passage of the GOP priority elections bill that Democrats have been attempting to kill for the past several weeks by staying far away from the Capitol. The margin was razor thin, and it was unclear for hours before gaveling in whether Republicans had gotten enough members in the chamber to begin their work. Even Republican State Congressman Steve Allison of San Antonio, who confirmed he was positive for COVID-19 a day earlier, showed up to the House to help swing the numbers, though he stayed isolated in a room on the other side of the chamber. The quorum was reached with the help of three Democrats who broke ranks with other members still refusing to return. Those three Democrats joined some other Democrats who have already trickled back to the chamber after initially participating in the quorum bust. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden is giving the green light for COVID-19 booster shots. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
At the White House, Biden explaining it'll be easy to get the third shot. The president saying Americans should get the booster shot 8 months after they've got their second dose of a coronavirus vaccine. If you choose not to get that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News, you'll be susceptible to COVID-19 as the vaccine does eventually wear off.
Particularly those who are moderately to severely immunocompromised, people who have had organ transplants or who have certain immune system illnesses that put them at higher risk for having a lower immune response, those are the folks who are really going to be most at risk. It still seems that people who have a normal responsive immune system are likely to have good protection from the things we are most worried about, like hospitalization and death and severe illness. They're likely to have good protection still. It's really the folks who are immunocompromised who are most worried about at this point.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to current news or past news from the archives on our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.